So we just walked into what it seems like a warehouse, right? And there's hundreds of bikes in here?
I would say yes, there are hundreds of bikes in here, many tandems as you see, and even some triples.
I'm standing with John Waterman. He's the Executive Director of Programs to Educate All Cyclists, also known as PEAK. We're at the organization's equipment building on North River Road in Ypsilanti. The group's mission is to empower individuals with disabilities through cycling.
And where do you get these bikes from? Are they donated? Do you buy them?
It is a mixture. Most of the bikes we get are donated. However, we do get grants from different groups that support us that we can purchase new bikes.
But when buying a new bike is not an option, that's when Bradley Parsons, the shop manager at PEAK, comes in.
There's always two or three bikes that need some tweaking.
In a week, Bradley repairs about a dozen bikes. Today, he's replacing wheels and a seat on a mountain bike.
This would be a frame set with some parts still on it. So a frame fork, there's the handlebars still, shifters and brakes are still there. Maybe an hour in the shop, and if I get lucky finding parts, I can get this back and running, and kids can enjoy it.
John selects two Trek 800 mountain bikes. They're metallic red, and he says they're about 20 years old. Since we're going to travel to different parts of Washtenaw County, we load the bikes onto his pickup truck and take a five-minute drive to meet up with James Claymola. We meet him at his house in Ypsilanti for a ride.
He's actually already ready to go. I don't even get a chance to ring the bell as you see him sneaking around the back with his bike getting ready for the ride as he's been waiting for us.
He's that anxious and excited.
He is more than that anxious and excited. Hey, James, how you doing there? We're going to be riding today to work with you?
Actually, I don't got to go to work today, but I will be going to campus, though. So.
You going to campus?
Yeah.
James is 26 years old and suffers from a cognitive impairment. He joined PEAK 2 years ago.
I like it because more independence.
And what does that mean for you, being more independent?
I'll be able to get to places where I need to go.
James works at Eastern Michigan University's rec center. He checks people in at the front desk and also does maintenance work. His green-colored bicycle and EMU Eagles t-shirt shows his loyalty to EMU. Before we ride together on this sunny day, John goes over safety tips with James.
What are some of the rules and things like that you've learned and you know about we're going to be riding?
Stay on the right-hand side.
And what do you want to act like?
A gentleman.
Act like a gentleman, always. Are you going to obey the same rules as the cars?
Yeah.
Are you going to stop at stop signs?
Yeah.
When we stop at a stop sign, what do you say?
Stopping.
As we ride through quiet residential streets in the College Heights neighborhood, John talks about how PEAK helps over 1,000 individuals over the age of 5 every year.
Our summer program works twice a week, 1 hour training sessions, and they go through a 7 or 8 week program. However, we run programs throughout the year, and we have family rides on every Thursday night where we get families together to learn to ride with the students' disabilities.
John and I load our bikes back on the truck after riding with James and make our way to Clegg Middle School in Ann Arbor. That's where one of PEAK's 8 cycling programs takes place.
We're going to probably red light, green light, okay? So on green light you go, on red light you stop. How do you stop?
Madison Prinzing is site coordinator, mentor, and one of 3 PEAK staff members working with 5 students in the parking lot of the school. All 5 are on bikes riding around in a circle. These students range in age from 8 to 13. Prinzing takes time to work with a young girl named Lily.
I see Tana's balls are cut in half on the ground here, on the pavement. What is that for?
So the running over, it's more of just staying in a straight line. You can run these over, and a lot of students like to count it because it's a task.
So that's helping her with her coordination and then?
Mm-hmm. So she can run over it and go in a straight line and practice that, and something that she can feel and see. Red light!
While Lily continues riding on an adult-sized tricycle, 13-year-old Ellie is riding a side-by-side bike. That's a bicycle with 2 seats and 4 wheels. Ellie was born with a heart defect and suffers from muscle problems, and on this day is riding with her mother, Margo Tisch.
It's a great program. It allows her to, be mobile. She probably won't ever drive a car, but, she'll hopefully have the opportunity to, ride a bike. And that's, something that other kids can do, and it's nice when you have special needs or low muscle tone that you can, learn to ride the bike.
PEAK charges $40 for the 7-week summer program, and if that's a financial burden for a family, scholarships are available. Another one of the riders is 9-year-old Jenna. She has a mild case of cerebral palsy and a smile that makes this sunny day even brighter.
So talk to me about you riding the bike. Why do you like doing it?
It helps me get balanced.
What's your favorite type of bike and why?
The tandem, because I like to go fast.
You like to go fast? Yeah, I saw you out there. You were super fast. It was like a race car out there. So you're obviously not, afraid of riding a bike, right?
Mm-hmm. I was afraid last year.
You were afraid last year. What changed?
That I like it this year.
You like it a lot more this year?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel more comfortable because you're spending more time on the bicycle?
Yeah.
After leaving Clegg Middle School, John and I decided to take another bike ride in Ypsilanti, but this time on roads with more traffic. He suggested riding those roads to see some of the changes he feels need to take place to make the road safer for his students. We start off on North River Street, where the ride was pleasant until...
When that car is going way past 25 miles per hour, and it seemed like we were in his way or her way.
It definitely felt that, and as I felt you steer closer towards me,
yes,
to get away from him, it was not a comfortable feel for either of us.
But that was minor compared to what we experienced on Michigan Avenue. It seemed simple enough, tried to change from the right lane to the left lane in order to make a left turn on North Huron Street near City Hall.
So what we're going to do is we're going to take a left turn here. You ready?
Yep.
I'm going to come over, signal left.
That was very difficult.
That was very, very difficult. And you just, we had a truck driver that was not as welcoming. This is not a good feeling. So you're going to stay right in the left lane when you make this corner. All right. Now we're going to move over,
wow,
to the right when it's safe. The left. Jorge? That was scarier than
that
I thought.
That was scary.
That was
scary. Because they didn't know what to do. They didn't know how to react to us.
And at one stage, I do think the truck driver did not want to slow down with his load.
John believes that Ypsilanti, like other cities in Washtenaw County, are doing a good job in becoming more bike friendly. But improvements still need to be made.
We need more cyclists down the roads. The more cyclists you have, the more cars are used to seeing them. And the greater understanding you have for travel.
The next time you're out, pay a little closer attention. The cyclists you see may very well be on the road to greater freedom. For those in the PEAK program, it's a new sense of independence that to the rest of us is hidden in plain sight. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.